Let's get down to business.
Who wants gossip? Who wants sleaze? Who wants dirt on celebrities? Rob and Garrett have the scoop, keeping all y'all in the loop. Naughty Gossip's what Rob does. Elvis Duran presents Celebrity Buzz.
Fresh off a little break, only because I decided to take vacation, and I only told Rob the day before. This is our Garrett Rob Shooter.
Hey, love, how are you? Welcome back. Great. Did you enjoy your vacation?
Very much so.
Where'd you go?
I missed you.
Thank you very much.
I went to Florida, this place called Cinnamon Beach.
Oh, sounds lovely, like the bun.
Yeah, very cool. Rented an Airbnb house.
Lovely.
Got a very expensive house for dirt cheap for a week.
And, oh, why is that? Why is it cheap?
Well, because they
rent timing.
Off timing, and they rent out the house, so it's not like you're using like a realtor to give you this glorious house.
Oh, so this is like somebody.
So
it's Airbnb.
Yes.
It's my house, and I decided to rent out it for a week or whatever.
Yeah, you.
Is it weird having people's clothes in your closets and cutlery in there?
Just a little bit, but they clean out the drawers so you can, you know, put your garments in there.
Do you find like condoms in the bedroom, in the bedside cabinet and things there?
Well, some rooms are closed and locked, rightfully so that might be like their room.
Oh, because I'd be so nosy. If I went into Airbnb,
of course,
I would forget my vacation and just mooch around the house.
Of course.
Like, I literally would go to an Airbnb just to snoop through the house.
And that has what has made you so famous over the last few years.
Because all I do is snoopy. I just snoop around. Oh. I'd want to go in the oven, the drawers, everywhere.
I was in Florida when parasailing. Have you ever been parasailing?
I have not. It's not something I would really try to do.
Rob, me too. Until you get up there and you're like, this is pretty cool. It's not like it's scary once you're up there, but it's that idea that the boat's going to take off and you're going to be
You said
sailing.
The same thing about having sex with girls, and I didn't try that either.
Yeah, well, so. I'm just saying. I'm not expecting you to go there, but it's kind of cool being up, you know, 600 feet in the air, and you see dolphins and stingrays.
Did you see a shark?
Apparently, there was a hammerhead shark, like a little one, but at that point, they're so little that, like, you could.
I'd want to see a big great white.
Oh, please, no. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. What did you do over the holiday?
I didn't have a holiday. Like, you have this artificial holiday. I had the 4th of July.
Well, yeah, the 4th of July.
Yeah, so most people have, like, 3 days or 2 days.
Yeah, no, I take 2 weeks.
I went out to the Hamptons, and...
The Hamptons, for those that don't know, very bougie.
It's a little snobby. It's a little elite-y. And I kind of like it, because I can sit there and sort of make fun.
You get to do work.
Eternally.
And party.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really do that much work, but it's fun to see how the other half live and how important they think they are.
Did you go to Diddy's white party?
I didn't get it. I used to run it. Remember when I used to work for Diddy? It was hideous.
Did you help create the white
No,
party?
It's all him. Anyone that works for Diddy, it's his ideas and you implement them.
Right.
So you're really hired help.
Oh, okay.
And any idea you have, he will make 10 times better. It really is. I'm giving credit for him. He's a genius. Like, I was with him
$1 billion.
I know. Can you imagine? I was with him for like many years and I learned so much from him. How to hustle and do stuff. And like on a boring day, he'd change his name. Or like, he just was really fascinating. He's like Barnum. PJ Bonham.
Were you in the meeting the one day he goes, I want to hire a guy to hold my umbrella, Farnsworth?
No, Farnsworth was part of his fashion staff.
Okay.
And Farnsworth, though, Farnsworth wanted to be a star too. And so
right,
it might have been Farnsworth's idea, because Farnsworth's picture went around the world and this beautiful, handsome, skinny black guy holding an umbrella over another black guy and all dressed in white. The visual was so great of it. It had nothing to do with me, but when I saw the picture, I was like, wow, that's really powerful. And then Farnsworth, he came out with an umbrella line, which I don't think Diddy cared. I think Diddy liked it.
Right.
Diddy likes hustlers.
Diddy probably took like 10% of the
probably
umbrellas.
25. No, I don't know, but like Diddy likes hustlers.
Speaking of umbrellas, you're a businessman as well, so when you hear a good business idea, you invest. You heard about this startup company?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram where they did. I love the idea.
300,000 umbrellas.
It's like city bikes.
Like city bike. Yeah.
So you can just rent an umbrella and you're meant to put it back in the holder.
You pay for it.
It's like renting it for an hour or however long it's raining. And so you put, and they just got stolen.
Oh, 300,000 umbrellas.
It's easier to steal an umbrella than a bicycle, I guess.
Although, bike has tracking on it.
Yeah, well, maybe the umbrella should have tracking on them too.
That would be an expensive umbrella.
Although, yeah, what's the point?
So, all right, let's jump into
it. Yeah, what do you got?
July 5th, as we're recovering from any type of hangover and partying on July 4th, we wake up to Rob Kardashian going crazy.
Isn't it crazy? She went nuts. What happens,
Instagram.
I think, and it happens in people's lives, regular people's lives too. Holidays are a really tough time for celebrities, for regular people. Christmas and 4th of July and all these holidays. Therapists say they have the biggest uptake with
here we go.
With clients around the holidays. So I think Rob probably had a miserable 4th of July. And I think he got upset and just went crazy on Instagram. And the problem is with this, I love all the gossip and I love him revealing secrets. I love that. You cross a line when you post pictures of somebody naked.
Right.
And it's revenge porn. And though they claim it's not, she claims that it is. I think she has a good case to make. Like, if you post someone's vagina on Instagram, you can't do that. You can post your own, although Instagram won't allow that either.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't
do that.
That's
why he took his talents to Twitter after Instagram shut him down.
And like, love or hate the Kardashians and love or hate Black China, it's really like a moment where you have to be very careful what you say here, because if you condone that, I'm a really shitty guy. I just like, guys, you can't do this. So I think Rob went way, way too far. He's going to pay the price. I think they're going to get just joint custody of the Dream.
I think once one of those celebrity entertainment lawyers gets involved, it goes in such a different direction than what the case needs to be of just... Don't do this, don't do this, and that's it.
Now, well, I think he's learned the lesson. Like, I think his lawyers, Shapiro, who was his on the OJ case with his dad, is now representing Rob. It's amazing how the apple sort
pro
of falls.
Bono, probably.
And, like, they didn't even contest it. They said, we're really sorry. It was a terrible thing to do, and it was an awful mistake, and Rob apologized for it. And
I think they're wrong.
I think he's humble about it, although I think at the same time, he's furious with her, and he wants to hurt her.
I think they're wrong on both levels. Him for posting, her, and also him, too, because he, just like many people in relationships, felt like he could change her.
You see the writing on the wall. You know this is going to happen. You know when Bethany Frankel married her husband, that was not going to... You know it.
Right.
So you see all these weddings, and you maybe do it in your own private life. You see couples, and you just know it's going to be a disaster. And if you tell them at the time, they'll hate you. You're the enemy. So they have to sort of figure it out themselves. There is no other way, I fear, for Blac Chyna and Rob to end. I'm sad about it. I wanted me to be wrong, and I want them to be a perfect couple.
When they started, it was...
It was bad. Come on. Like, she had a kid with Tiger, who's now dating... Kylie, and she started off as Kim's best friend, and she was a stripper, and then he was like having these his home demons, and you just put these two volatile people in a reality show out of cameras, and it's just like,
she was I believe she was chasing after the money.
Probably.
You know, they have a beautiful
child.
She won this.
Like, she, her and her mom just won this. They beat the Kardashians, and I'm sure the Kardashians are furious. It's fascinating that none of the Kardashians have spoke out about it. Like, because they're not quiet.
Well,
like,
back in the day, when the relationship first started, Rob, if you remember, they all said she's bad for business.
This is bad news. Like, I don't condone 1 second what he did, but she, like, Blac Chyna's like a troubled young lady. I wish her the best. She's got two kids, and I hope that she's a great mum to them. I don't know. But this one was going to explode, and it has, and I take no pleasure in it, and I feel bad for the kids. I feel bad for Rob. I feel bad for her.
It's a mess.
Kim's here in New York, so Kim's here, and she's silent.
It's
Kim's
a
not
big mind F, because Blac Chyna first started off the relationship by helping Rob lose weight, and it was getting him in the right direction. Everything was great. The world, you know, the Kardashians hated her for trying to help out their brother. She seemed like the nice person. And then she did the old switcheroo, like, I'm done with you. I got a baby. I'm going to get money from
She'll
you
She'll always
now.
Be in his life. She has that baby. And
at least 100 yards away.
It's a mess. It's hard to feel bad for the Kardashians. I feel bad for everyone here.
I don't know. It's Kris Jenner being... does Kris Jenner be celebrity mom, or does she... tear away
I hope she's really mom here.
And she becomes
Rob
mom.
Rob needs a mom. Rob needs some help. He's in a mess. And Rob needs a lot of help. And I mean, just physically, he needs help. Like, Rob needs to get it together. And you can't live that lifestyle and expect to have a healthy lifestyle for very long. So I don't know.
Would you go crazy, though, if an ex of yours, or if you were somewhat on rocky terms, you're sitting at home one night just enjoying some tea and your puppy, and you get a text message, a video of your having sex with someone else in a bed you bought while they're wearing robes that you own.
It's a lesson in life here. I'm really good at not being baited. I really am good at this, and it's taken years and years of practice. You can poke me for a really long time before I explode, if I ever explode.
I'm not saying go on social media and do a rock.
I hit delete. I'm really good at it. It's like people that come after me on Twitter.
Right.
I get them. Bethany Frankel, people that come after me. I don't respond. I know it sounds crazy. It's really hard to upset me. And it's not that I necessarily have a thick skin. I just
Something
have techniques
in life to learn. Yeah.
Of not... I don't raise to the challenge. And I think it was all those years of being a publicist where a lot of the time you just want to tell someone to shut up.
Yeah.
If you just... I had Ashley Simpson after SNL. And she was doing all these interviews. All she was talking about was SNL. And then she fired her publicist and hired me. And the first thing we did, we practiced, we played never saying the S word again, and that was SNL.
You sit in a room and...
We role-played it. Yeah. And I asked her a million questions, like, and I asked them in a nice way, like, pretending to be a reporter, like, so, like, oh, it's terrible what SNL did to you. That's a question she wanted to answer, because she wanted to be, yes, it was,
right.
Blah, blah. And I was like, don't pick the bait. Never say it.
That's so interesting.
And you nod your head. You don't make any noises. You just... I can sit in silence for a really long time. I can sit in silence on a phone. And I learned it on the weekend. I'm not completely a monster. On the weekends, I volunteer at a hotline. It's a suicide hotline.
Oh, wow.
And it's an 800 number, and people call in, and it's meant to be anonymous, although I'm the only Brit there, so it's pretty obvious they're going to be. And I sit in silence, and like, it's a real technique to learn. Try today how long you can sit in silence. See when you're in a room with somebody how long you can go by making noises.
By the way, that phone number, which is also a song that rapper Logic put out with Alessia Cara recently, too. 1-800-273-8255.
Call if you need help. Call
Suicide
people.
Prevention Hotline.
And it's a real method I've used in my career and also in my life. Like, when I'm out with a celebrity who's talking, I shut up. They'll tell me everything. Well, I'll give you enough rope to hang yourself.
Well, that's the other thing around here, too. Like, you know, I think I know a lot. You know, but people always say, how do you know so much?
It's because you shut up and listen.
You shut up and listen while everyone else decides to talk.
They tell you everything.
You'll learn a lot
It's a lesson in life. Like, when I have young reporters that come and work for me, I have a couple of new staff that have started at Naughty Gossip. And the biggest lesson I gave them was go to a cool bar where celebrities go, order a drink and drink it slowly, because I'm not paying for more than two, and shut up. And they will tell you everything. Everything. And even though I talk a lot on the podcast, because we're meant to,
it's our job.
But in real life, I can shut up for a really long time.
And listen.
And you will tell me all your secrets.
I think we're great listeners at the end of the day.
And you nod, and you make noise. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing in life too. On Twitter and Facebook, when people come at you, you're not going to convince them. It is arrogant for me to think I'm going to change your mind about Donald Trump in a tweet.
Right.
It's arrogant for me to think I'm going to change your mind about Black China in a tweet. I'm not going to.
140 characters.
I could be with you for a year and I won't change your mind about Donald if you like him, if you don't.
Right.
So why do I care? I'm not going to play.
That's very interesting, too.
I don't play.
And I just find it funny that you work for such a great suicide prevention lifeline, and then you get Rob Shooter. Are you Rob Shooter?
You're like, oh, yes, it's me.
Yes, it's me.
How's Wendy Williams? I'm like, she's lovely.
She's lovely. How can I help you?
Let people talk. Yeah. Most people in life just want to tell their story. And if you're on a date or if you're with somebody and you think...
Everybody
wants to tell a story. And nobody's quiet. It means I haven't found a subject that interests you. So when you're with somebody and they're quiet, they're not quiet. You're asking the wrong questions. You have to talk about what they care about. It might be cooking. It might be fishing.
Try it this weekend while you're hanging out with friends.
Find a quiet friend. Yeah. The friend of yours that's in the group that you're not really close with but is in the group. He's always a bit quiet. She's always a bit quiet. I dare you this weekend, find the subject that she'll talk about. It might be hair, might be her poodle, might be her nails. Find something.
Well, listen to this story. So I was doing an event at a radio station, and it's summer, so we have new interns. And the person working that works with C100, great guy, great to see you, blah, 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 intern, very quiet. So I go, how's it going? What's your name? And she tells me her name, and she's still quiet. And then Justin Bieber comes on the speaker, and she goes, you know, I'm going to marry him one day. Done.
Tell me about Bieber. Why?
Well, listen to this.
What do you like, Michelle?
So we go from there, and I go, so you're going to marry Justin Bieber? Yeah, but he doesn't know it yet. I go, How do you know?
Well, she sounds delusional. First of all, I'd call 911.
Rob, you have no idea where this story is going.
I love her. Tell me very much.
I go, how do you know you're marrying Justin Bieber? It's fate. Again, next question. How do you know it's fate? So I went to a show with me and my friends at Madison Square Garden, and he was wearing a white tank top or wife beater, as they call it.
She often does.
Threw it off the stage. Me and my friends caught it. I go, oh, wow, that's great. So maybe, are you connected to the shirt? She goes, yes. I go, all right. So she goes, so six friends fighting over one loose white t-shirt. What do you think her and her six friends did with that shirt?
They split it.
They ripped it apart.
They all got a piece each.
What else do you think they did with that shirt?
They didn't wash it. They put it in a frame.
Close. They didn't wash it. They all decided to do, you know, like a blood pact where you become, you know.
Right.
They all ate a piece of the shirt.
Oh, I would call 911.
But I learned that story from just asking why.
You know she's delusional. Yeah. You know you've got a crazy person working for you.
Why?
But people tell you shit. Yeah. People tell you. And other thing people love to talk about is their jobs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if you get someone talking about their job, and she said to me, and she gave me a dirty look, and
vent.
I didn't like, people talk about their jobs for hours.
Place to vent.
What
let's
else?
Let's move on. So Janet Jackson, we haven't
big
heard
news,
from her.
Janet has landed in JFK. She's here in New York. She's with the baby. Hmm. So Janet's going on tour. I think she kicks off in Florida in a couple of days.
Well, this is her picking up the tour that she had to
cancel. Yes, she's lost
canceled.
60 pounds. She looks incredible. She didn't fly private. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
She flew commercial from London to JFK. She had security with her. She got off the plane. The baby is adorable. I have pictures on Naughty Gossip. A big fat face.
So does
gorgeous. But what this means is the divorce is going much better than we thought. She was married to a billionaire, and we thought this divorce was going to be really ugly. The fact he's let that baby leave London, because they're 50-50, then that tells me he's cool with her, they're cool with money, they've figured this out, this is going to be a really
easy
divorce.
That had to be one of those deals like, you know, you and your friends do it, where if I'm not married by the age of 40, we're going to get married. If I'm not, I don't have a baby.
It felt like a... what I'm happy about it, though, is that goodness knows the Jackson family have been through enough. I love the fact that Janet has this beautiful little baby, and the divorce seems to be settled, and she's going to go back on tour, and the baby's going to tour with her in America. She's got nannies and herself.
So Michael's kids, is Janet's baby their cousin?
That would be cousins, yep.
Yeah, cousins,
yeah,
I guess,
cousins,
right?
The Jacksons. She's doing great. Paris Jackson's on fire. She's doing great. And I think Prince Jackson, the son, who really doesn't have the dad's talent as far as performing, he's figured out he wants to be behind the scenes.
He's got the mind.
And so, like, Prince now is running a production company in
What's
L.A.
What's Blanket doing?
Blanket's still at school. So Blanket's still a little kid living with Grandma. I think Grandma's at Janet's apartment now in L.A.
Interesting.
And, so good looks. I hope the Jacksons get it together.
And let's end on weddings, because 'tis the season for summer weddings.
I love
weddings.
This. I thought this was a dish. You know them a little bit. You know Max and Val a little bit.
From Dancing
so
with the
this
Stars.
Weekend, Max got married to Petra.
Petra, yes.
And Juliana Huff got married to a hockey player.
Named
not
Brooks.
But they did it on the same day, which I thought was really shitty. Of all the days of the year, it's like, if you worked with somebody, if me and you got married on the same day, but different, not to each other, but different weddings, that would be sort of us like that.
It's always been competition between those two. So Julianne and her brother Derek would after
because they're the siblings, and Max and Val are the siblings.
So they grew up in the dancing world competition together, always competing against
the Russian
other
Max.
On the floor.
Max. Did Max grow up here?
They grew up here, but you know they would do these world tours and travel competitions.
It's a small world.
It is a very small dancing.
Oh, so it would be Juliana and her brother, Max and his brother.
They would always compete, starting there. But that's where it starts. So as it grows, as they grow and mature and become on Dancing with the Stars, you know, Max and Val go out on their own tour after the show.
They were meant to be terrific.
Julianne and Derek have their own dancing show at the same exact time. Back in the day, Julianne actually wanted to date Val, that was early on before they were as big as they are now. Julianne wanted to become a superstar.
So they were always the first families, the two of them competing first families
always
of dance.
Competing for everything.
The Hoffs versus the
attention for the same people, the judges, the fans at their shows, then the judges on television, then the stardom in Hollywood. Who could do more?
You're not surprised by this. So when they got married on the same day on different coasts, you were like, of course they did.
And you know what? It kind of splits that friendship line from Dancing with the Stars show right down the middle, because
who'd you go to?
But you know who you're going to, because you're best friends with those people. So it wasn't like we're fighting over Tom Bergeron.
They already know who's
Tom Bergeron's going to end up here depending where he is on tour. So we know where the professional dancers, all the professional dancers that Max and Val had went to their wedding.
Right.
Julianne had her friends and family
and theirs,
and which is interesting because Julianne and Derek really don't stay as connected to their partners as Max and Val do.
Oh, I think you're right. Like Max and Val had people from the competition.
They're partners.
So if I'm dancing with Val, if I'm Amber Rose and I've got Val,
they will
I will remain a friendship with him.
They'll stay friends with
you. I think J-Lo's still friends because of the Scientology girl who got out. What's her name?
Leah Remedy
is part of that Max world because of that. I see. Swift. But if I was Juliana Huff's partner after the show, boom.
Because Julianne reached that status of she was in movies.
You're right. She dated Ryan Seacrest. She became a superstar.
Speaking of Ryan Seacrest, live with Ryan, Kelly and Ryan, which soon will be probably Ryan and Kelly, they congratulated both Max and Julianne on television. Now, here's the backstory with Julianne and Ryan. They were at the stage where they almost got engaged Ryan, when he was doing Idol, Julianne was in the audience, even pulled the old trickaroo, goes, hey, I have something in my pocket, standing next to Julianne live on television. Julianne thinking it was about to be a proposal, but it was really the result of American Idol. That night.
But they were a couple.
They were close to getting married.
What happened? Why didn't they?
I don't know, but you could tell that awkwardness.
They both were so ambitious. They both wanted to be stars.
Right. I think they were both on that level where it's like, hey, we either get married now and we try to take our careers to the next level together,
or we just
go separate ways.
And it's probably easier to go your separate ways.
Probably wanted to get married. He was probably not there yet.
What did he say on Kelly?
That he was very happy for him. But it was funny because he's like, here's a picture of dad, describing dad's first name, describing mom's first name.
So he knew the family.
He knows the entire family. He goes, I've been there before. They showed a picture on a lake that Julianne was standing on. He goes, I've been on that lake.
Shut up, Ryan. I don't want to know you've done all these things with your ex.
Well, she knew the husband. Brooks, the hockey player, knew him by his first name.
I love it.
And then Kelly goes, is it awkward?
She's seen his penis.
Several times, I'm sure. And Ryan goes, she's not the first. So Ryan is that guy.
What does that mean, she's not the first?
That he has lost to marriage, babies. He goes, I've seen it all. Several women have been married, have been divorced, have had babies. So Ryan's the guy. If you want to get married, if you're a female, you date Ryan Seacrest.
You'll find somebody else.
You'll find someone else as soon as you break up within 6 months.
It's amazing.
And you'll marry that person.
I love the gossip today. That's great gossip about the competition between those two families.
It's always been competition ever since they were little and they were in dancing competitions all over the world.
So Max and his brother grew up in America. They didn't grow up, but they're Russian descent.
Right.
But they were an American family. Where did they grow up?
I think they came over when they were little, maybe 5, 6, 7 years old.
But they have American passports. They're Americans.
Yeah, they're Americans.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's delicious. Thank you, darling.
I'll see you on your website later on. Rob Shooter, great as always. Thank you for listening to us all over the world on iTunes, iHeartRadio. We appreciate it each and every week. Make sure you tweet us @NaughtyGossip, @NaughtyRob, @GarrettVo, and we will talk to you next week.